जय जय राम कृष्ण हरि
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 कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम
कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम
different types of karma, sanchit karma, agami karma, and prarabdha. There are three types of karma, and Shankaracharya takes up first the agami karma. But let us understand what is sanchit karma, what is prarabdha. So sanchit karma, jnani and agyani, both when they come into this world, when they take birth, both of them have got the sanchit karma. Both jnani and agyani has the capital of sanchit karma. Out of the total sanchit karma, some karma have fructified, which we call as prarabdha. For that we have been given this body to experience joy and sorrow. So out of the total capital of sanchit karma, some karma has fructified, and to experience those karma phala, this body is fit. Therefore, we have been given this body to experience prarabdha. Prakarsena arabdha. Agyani's journey will continue. Continue in the sense, sanchit karma, whatever karma he does, it will go to his sanchit account. He will experience some fruit of action in this life, and some fruit of action will come in future lives. And whenever the fruit of action fructify, it becomes prarabdha for next body. That body may not be human body. To experience those fruit of action, a whatever suitable body is required, Lord will give. So agyani journey continues with the sanchit karma, prarabdha, adding more to the karma, and the journey continues. But the jnani, Jnani will realize in this life. And when he realizes, what happens to the Sanchit Karma? All roasted like seed, they will not germinate. But nothing can be done to the Prarabdha. Prarabdha he has to experience, both Jnani and Ajnani has to experience. Now the difference is in the Agami Karma. What is Agami Karma? Agachati iti Agami, Agachati, it will come in future. What will come in the future? Karma or karmaphal? Karmaphal, fruit of action will come in future. Agami. Here Shankaracharya is discussing about the Agami Karma of a Jnani only. The karma done after realization. Karma done before realization goes to the Sanchit Karma, and which has not fructified, all destroyed by knowledge. After knowledge, body is still living. He is acting in the world. What will happen to those karma? Are you able to distinguish? Agami karma api jnani nanasyati kincha agami karma nam nalni daljagat jnani nam sambandho nasti. Agami karma of the jnani also, they get destroyed. Why? Because there is no doership. He is no more karta. Why is no more karta? Because he is no more dehoasmi. He is aham brahmasmi. And Brahman is karta or akarta? Akarta. Khatam. Because he has got no doership. No doership, no enjoyership. And what is the relation between his karma? It is a nalani dalgat jalvat. Like on the lotus leaf, drop of water. The leaf is not affected. It never gets wet with that water. There is no relationship there. It's the same way this agami karma, they will give fruit. But their distribution, the law of distribution is different. That is why Shankaracharya is taking up the agami karma of jnani. Because law is different. How they are distributed. Each karma of a jnani or a jnani will bring fruit of action. Fruit of action will come. In case of a jnani, who is going to suffer or enjoy? A jnani. But in case of the karma done by a jnani after the knowledge, what will happen to the fruit of action? So it is said, the law is different, therefore it is said, kincha ye jnaninam stuvanti bhajanti archayanti tan prati jnani kritam agami punyam gacchati ye jnaninam nindanti dvisanti dukh pradanam kurvanti tan prati jnani kritam sarvam agami kriyamanam yat avachyam karma papatmakam tad gacchati shruhridah punyakrityam duhridah papakrityam grihananti. The law is explained here. What happens to the fruit of action, of the actions done by jnani after realization? Kincha further, ye jnaninam stuvanti. Ye jnaninam stuvanti means those who praise jnani, those who praise jnani. Bhajanti, those who serve jnani. Bhajanti doesn't mean bhajan karlo, tabla leke baith jao, bhajan karo jnani ke samne. No! Bhajanti means those who serve ज्ञानी भजंती अर्चयंती, अर्चयंती मीन्स वर्शिपिंग ज्ञानी विद द फ्लावर लाइक वी डू पाद पूजा पावर गुरुदेव अर्चयंती विद द फ्लावर. वेरी गुड. देन व्हाट विल हैपन, दे गेट द पुण्य ऑफ ज्ञानी, दे गेट द पुण्य ऑफ ज्ञानी. वाई नॉट, द ज्ञानी इज नॉट गेटिंग पुण्य, बिकॉज ही इज नॉट कर्ता. सिंस ही इज नॉट कर्ता, ही इज नॉट भोक्ता ऑल्सो. तो हु विल गेट दोज फ्रूट्स ऑफ एक्शन, दोज हु विल प्रेज हिम स्तुवंती, दोज हु सर्व हिम, जो सेवा करेंगे, एंड अर्चयंती, दोज हु वर्शिप हिम, दे विल गेट द ऑल द पुण्य कर्म. देन व्हाट हैपन्स टू द पाप कर्म. अच्छा, सपोज इफ यू वॉन्ट द पुण्य ऑफ ज्ञानी, वॉट यू शुड डू, प्रेज हिम, डोंट क्रिटिसाइज, नेवर नेवर क्रिटिसाइज. वाई? बिकॉज यू विल गेट पाप, इट्स कमिंग. इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू एक्सेप्ट ए ज्ञानी, डोंट एक्सेप्ट हिम, बट डोंट क्रिटिसाइज. If you don't want to serve him, you stay away from him. But never, never criticize, because you will get pap only. Very good. But others, ye ganina nindanti. Nindanti means criticize. Very good. Started criticizing. We'll see what people do, how they criticize. Nindanti, dvisanti, they hate or they are jealous of jnani. Or dukkha pradanam kurvanti, give him sorrow. Tan prati jnani kritam sarva amagami kriyamanam yad avachyam. Yad avachyam means not praiseworthy actions done by a jnani. A question will come, can a jnani do the papa? We are coming to that also. So whatever karma, papa karma done by the jnani, these people will get. Those who criticize, those who hate, those who give dukkha to the jnani. Now the next question comes, can a jnani do a pap karma? Normally, no. But because of his prarabdha, he may be forced to do something. Because prarabdha is prakarsena arabdha. Jnani and ajnani both have to experience it. Nothing can be done there because of the prarabdha. Or because of the sattva, rajas and tamoguna. When the raju and tamoguna increases, then at that time he may commit some mistakes unknowingly, not knowingly, unknowingly. Since there is no doership, jnani is not affected by those karma. So who will get those pap karma, pap karma phala? So it is said, all the demerits will go to the people who criticize, who hate, who give sorrow. There. Why? That is the law of the cosmos. Lord has made it. Who is writing? Shankaracharya is writing. Who is Shankaracharya? He is the incarnation of Lord Shiva. He is writing. Very simple way to understand. If you see the only negativities of a sadhu, of a acharya, of a mahatma, you will carry home only negatives. आप केवल दोष देखते रहोगे, घर दोष लेके जाओगे. If you see the positivities, positiveness in that, if you see the jnana, then you will get the jnana. Very simple science behind it. Let me tell you the real story. It is not a story, it's a real happening, real incident. Near Calcutta, there is a Navadeep Gram where there is the ISKCON's headquarters is there on the other side of the Ganges. And on the other side of the Ganges is the old Navadeep Gram. There are a lot of ashrams. In one ashram, there was a Guruma. That Guruma was from a royal family of Nepal. She got the realization in North India. Her teacher said, go and serve the ladies in Bengal. So ashram was made there by a rich person, a Jamindar family of that area. They financed, they gave the land, ashram was made, temple was made, and other ladies sannyasins were also staying there. Since she was a realized person, she used to come to know that today so and so person is going to come to the ashram. And considering his status, so and so means the Jamindar who constructed the ashram. At that time there was no phone facility also. And she used to instruct that today you have to make these items. You make fried rice, you make puri, you make kheer, payasam, and all these you make. Normally these things were not made in the ashram, because the inmates used to take the normal food. So one of the devotees, he just mentally thought, that's all, that she is partial. She never gives us all this food, but for that Jaminda, she is giving. Immediately she said, you see, if a worm of a drain, if it is kept in the pot of rice, it will die. And a worm of the rice, if you put it in the drain, it will die there. If the food taken by the Jamindar is given to the normal people, they will not be able to digest. Similarly, the normal food given to the Jamindar, he may not like it, he may not be able to eat it. Even in the home also, the mother cooks according to the stomach of each child. Somebody wants light food, somebody likes rich food. The mother cooks like that. The Guru Ma said, they are all my children. And the person, he thought, he died in 2-3 years with vomiting blood. Really, really happened. So you never see what he is wearing, what he is talking, what he is eating. You are seeing the only outer garments. Be very, very cautious. Kabir says, Jaat na poochiye, sadhu ki poochiye gyan. Don't ask the sadhu whether you are a Brahman or a Kshatriya or you are a Sudra. You are talking about the outer garment. Pooch lijiye gyan. And then after that, Kabir also says, मोल करो तलवार का पड़ी रहने दो म्यान. Why are seeing the scabbard, you see the sword inside, you are paying for the sword, not the cupboard. So what you should say, should take from the sadhu? Sadhu, you should take the gyan. Don't see the outer garment, don't see how he's talking, what he's eating. At many places the people think the sadhu should, are sadhu pyaaj khata hai, sadhu chappal pehnta hai, he is sleeping on the bed, he is eating on the dining. I am telling you that this is coming in the minds of many, many devotees. He is sitting on the dining table. He should sit on the floor. This should be never, never thought. Because you are seeing the only outer side only, what he is doing. Don't see all these things. Gurudev also went to Himalaya for what? To see what the sadhus are doing there. And ultimately, he changed, he becomes sadhu. So, Suhridam Punyam Kritam. So, Suhrida, the good-hearted people, they will get the Punya. And Duhrida, Papa Kritam. They will get the Pap. They will take the home negatives only. They will go home and criticize. Babaji ko dekha, Babaji ka silk ka dhoti tha. He was wearing this and this. Some see the Mahatma's wearing, I know Mahatma's wearing very expensive diamond ring, silk robes. They wear only once because the devotee gave. And the next day they will give it to somebody. This. Then after that, tathacha atmavit sansaram tirtva brahmanandam yaiva prapnoti tarati soka atmavit iti srute tanum tyajatu vakasyam svapajasya grihe athava ज्ञान संप्राप्ति समय मुक्तोऽसौ विगताशय इति स्मृतेश्च तथा च मीन्स आत्मवित आत्मवित द नोअर ऑफ आत्मा आत्मवित व्हाट विल हैपन संसारम त्रित्वा संसारम मीन्स He has gone beyond this. This is all sansar. Sansariti iti sansar. In which there is only little bit of sar. Sansariti. He goes beyond this. Tirtva brahmanandam yaiva prapnoti. When he reaches there, he gets brahmananda. Why brahmananda? Because that atma is satchidananda. Therefore, he revels in the brahmananda. And sansaram tritva, what is this sansaram tritva? Sansaram tritva, anarthakari parampara. What is this anarthakari parampara? Avidya, kam, karma. This is here. Avidya, kam, and karma. Going beyond sansaram is going beyond this avidya, kam, and karma. He's gone beyond that. And how he has gone beyond that? Who helped him to go beyond? Shastra and Guru. Because everything is written in the scripture and Guru explained it. So he got the Brahmananda. And who is the Agyani? Agyani? He is still rebelling here. So what is his concept? Deho asmi, I am Deha. And Jnani? Brahm, Brahmasmi. So if he is here, Aham Brahmasmi, So therefore, he revels in bliss. And Agyani? Agyani revels here. Petty petty sukh, petty petty dukh. That's all. Whole life you will get only this thing. Tarati sukh atmavit. The Shruti says, Tarati sukh atmavit. Tarati sukh. He goes beyond sukh. Who? Atmavit. Atmavit, knower of atma. Why? Who gives you sukh? Anatma. Vasana, BMI, PFT, OAT, these are all anatma. And all anatma only gives you sorrow. That we have seen many times. And how many things are there? Only two things. One is atma, another is anatma. And we all experience sorrow. A person who is atmavit, he experiences brahmananda. He never experiences any sorrow. But Agyani, Agyani experiences sorrow. So therefore, Atmavit goes beyond the sansar. No more sok there. Tarati sok, Atmavit. Then what happened to his body? Tanum tyajatu va kasyam. If he leaves his body either at Kasi. Kasi. Why Kasi? Because as we said, Lord Shiva comes at the time of death and give you the Tarak Mantra. What is this Tarak Mantra? Tarak Mantra is, he will come and say, say Ram. Because Lord Shiva always chants Ram, Ram, Ram. So whenever a person is dying in Kasi, he will come and say, say Ram, Ram. Then person says Ram, Ram. What happens? Because the last thought is Ram. Where will you go? Ram. If he dies in the Kasi, a lot of people go to the Kasi for the last, for leaving this body, Kasi. Or Swapachasya Grihe Athva, Swapachasya, the lowest of the lowest, who eats dog. Why dog? Because the dog is very faithful. Dog always helps you. And if you cut and eat him, you are the lowest of the lowest. Even a jnani leaves his body in that house. Doesn't matter. Why? Jnana samprapti samay mukta vaso. He has become mukta when? When he got the knowledge. Aham brahmasmi. When he got this knowledge that I am Brahman and he abides in that, at that point of time, he is liberated. It does not matter when he leaves the body, where he leaves. And after that, when the body drops, we call him Videha Mukti. He is Jivan Mukta while living. And when the body drops, Videha Mukti. We call it Videha Mukti. He does not wait for the Uttarayan, or I should not die in the night time. The daylight should be there, or I should not die in the dark Amavasya, or the dark side of Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha. He does not wait for the Shukla Paksha, or Uttarayan, or Dakshinayan, because he is already realized. It doesn't matter to him. He has no more identification with the body. Since there is no identification with the body, no vasanas, therefore no more birth. Vasana means the causal body. There is no cause for the next body. Therefore, Videha Mukti. Very good. And we are also liberated from Tattva-bodha. The last. Liberated from the Tattva-bodha. Iti Tattva-bodha prakaranam samaptam. This is the end of the Tattva-bodha prakaranam. So if you see the Pratigya Vakya here, the first it was said, साधन चतुष्ट संपन्न अधिकारिण मोक्ष साधन भूतम तत्व विवेक प्रकार बच्छ्याम. दिस वॉज द प्रतिज्ञा, दिस वॉज द प्रॉमिस डन बाई शंकराचार्य जी दैट आई विल टेल यू थ्री थिंग. वॉट इज साधन चतुष्ट किम? आई विल टेल यू वॉट इज साधन चतुष्ट. आई विल टेल यू तत्व विवेक कह दैट आई विल टेल यू एंड मोक्ष कह. दीज वर द थ्री क्वेश्चन विच शंकराचार्य जी हैज answered in the whole book. So what was this sadhan chatushtaya sampanna? Vivek, vairagya, satsampatti, mumuchyatam. So you all know that. Then after that came tattva viveka kaha. So tattva viveka kaha, it was said atma satyam tadanyat sarvam mithyeti. Only one Atma is Satya. What is Satya? Which stage in three period of time? Which is Kalatit is the Satya. And other than Atma, everything is Mithya. Mithya means which stage only for a one period of time is the Mithya. Then he gives the definition of Atma. What is the definition of Atma? So after giving this definition, he takes up each word and explains what is sthul sarir, what is sukma sarir, what is karan sarir, what is panchakosh, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, koti has discussed. And then after the avastha tray, what is jagrat avastha, what is swapna avastha, and what is susupti avastha. And once you cross, once you go beyond gross body, subtle body and causal body, or once you go beyond the panchakosha, you will reach atman. And once you reach there, Atman, then you have to check whether you have come to the proper place or not. How will you check? Sat Chit Anand. You will find Sat is there. You are still existing. Chit is there. It is Gyan Swarup. And it is the Ananda Swarup. Then after that, it was explained Brahmasra, Maya, how this universe has come. 24 factors were explained. What are the 24 factors? Pancha Mahabhut, Pancha Gyanendriya, Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Prana, 20 and 4? Antahakaran, Man Buddhi Chitta Ahankara, 24 items. And how they have come? From the Maya. Who is Maya? Brahmasraya. How is that? Trigunatmika, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And you know from the Sattva, first came the subtle element. From the subtle element of the sattva part came five organs of perception and mind. From the subtle part of five great element, rajasikans, what came? Organs of? For action you need activity, action, rajas. And prana, continuously working. Prana. What remained? Tamogun. Tamogun got grassified and after grassification became five great gross elements. And with this five gross element, what was made? Pind and Brahmand. All 14 lokas were made by this five gross elements. They are Tamoguni. That is why in our body there is lethargy. See, tamogun. So that was stated. After that it was said about the tattva vivekaha. What is the tattva? Tattvamasi vakya was said that you are Brahman. How you are Brahman? Then it was indicated what is tatpadam, what is tvampadam and what is asi. How you are one and same. With upadhi, we are all different. With body, we are all different. Without body, we are one. Brahman, Ishwar, Jeev, from the standpoint of consciousness, is one. But consciousness with body, with upadhi, then I am different from Lord Krishna. We all are different from each other. But without Upadhi, we are one. So what we have to do? We have to falsify the Anatma. We have to falsify this all things. Don't destroy your body to reach Atman. What you have to do? Falsify the Anatma thing. And then you reach there. So from the standpoint of consciousness, we all are Brahman. And once you know this thing, that is all required. Only knowing. You don't have to do anything to get the Atman. Atman is already with all of us. Only thing we don't know. Not knowing is called Ajnana. How the Ajnana will go? Not by puja, not by japa. You don't have to do anything. What you have to do? Only knowledge. That you are Brahman. You are Brahman. Samajh mein aa gaya. We are Brahman. But the difficult part is abiding in it. Abiding in it is the different part. Because we again and get associated with the body. And we say, no. I am not Brahman, I am this body. Again we become limited jiva. So it is said, once you come to know who is Jivan Mukta, it is said, evam cha Vedanta Vakyai, Vedanta Vakyai, that Mahavakya, Tattvamasi, Vedanta Vakyai, Sadguru Upadesana. Sadguru told you how to analyze that Mahavakya. Don't take the literal meaning, take the indicative meaning, not Vachyartha, but take Lakshyartha. What will happen after that if I come to know that cha sarvesu pi bhutesu yesam brahma buddhi rutpanna te jayvan mukta ityartha. Once you come to know that you have got that Atman, you will be able to see the Atman in all beings, not only human beings, in all beings. Why all beings? In all objects of the world. Even in the chair, table, building, tree, everywhere you will see that. How? What is that Atman? Satchidananda. Can you see that existence? Can you see that isness with this eye? No. With this eye. What is this eye? You don't have to go to the surgeon. Hey, to eye banao idhar. I want to see the Satchidananda. No. It is only understanding that isness is everywhere. Isness is with this chair, isness is with this carpet, isness is with the table, isness is with the light, isness is with the fan. Everywhere that isness is there. Tell me anything where the isness is not there. So what has happened? Your body is same. Whole world is same. Only thing is your vision has now changed. Earlier you were seeing the name and form, you were seeing the tree, but we are not seeing the ijness. After Jnana, what will happen? You will see the ijness first, Naam Roop second. A Jnani sees the Naam Roop first, he is not able to see ijness. So what has changed? Only vision has changed. The whole world will remain same. My body of Sattva-Rajas-Tamas will interact with the other bodies of Sattva-Rajas-Tamas. The whole world also is made of Sattva-Rajas and Tamas. The transaction will continue. But he has come to know he is not Karta. Therefore, all the actions done after realization, the law of distribution of those karma phala is different. Who will get? Those who serve, those who praise, they will get the punya. Those who aid, those who criticize, those who give him sorrow, they will get papa. That is the law of cosmos. Jnani is not doing anything. So what we have to see, not see the outer garment, don't see his behavior, don't see what he is eating, don't see what he is wearing, don't see what he is, how he is moving in the world. What you should see, that changes happen inside. It is never outside. You should be very, very clear about that. All the changes will happen inside. Outer mark, you will never get any outer mark. So don't go by any outer mark. Otherwise, if you criticize, you will get the negatives. If you praise, you get all the positives. If you praise, he will inspire you. How he will inspire you? He will give you the knowledge. That will inspire your mind. And what will you take home? You will take home the knowledge, the jnana. So, with this, we also get liberation from tattva-bodha. So from our next session in September, we will start Atma-bodha. So we have studied Sadhana Panchakam, 40 steps, what a man should do in his life, Sadhana Panchakam, in Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasasram. We have completed Tattva-bodha, the book of definitions. These definitions will be required in each and every scripture. You read Upanishad, Ramayana, Bhagavatam, Gita, the definition will remain same. Now all Vedantic concepts are given in Atma-bodha, and Shankaracharya has, in each verse, has given example. Beautiful text. All concepts in one place, which we will discuss in from.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.